Thank you for the pause.
To give you something upon which to base what I'm going to say now about DNA and genetic alterations, they always give me a perfect example the very day I want it. Have you ever noticed how handy that is? A couple of days ago, big news. I hope all of you heard it. It must have lasted all of 10 seconds on your news. But this is one of the most valuable things that you will ever be exposed to, and almost everybody missed it. And guess what? They came on talking about toxic landfills, and we're going to have to maybe turn it off, put it on standby. I don't know if that's annoying everyone in the room, but Grandma's head's about to go bonkers. We'll turn it back on, whatever, when we're ready to ask a question. I'll just keep going because now I can really control it. Don't worry about it. As long as we've got it isolated, we can take care of it.
But I know where you can buy a copy of this thing.
I'll see you afterwards.
Baylene paid me.
Well, I was just going to give you a dollar. I've got one thing more important than Hatton himself. I've got to go pick up my son, but I did want to tell anybody, if I'll give you a dollar for paid advertising. If I sold you a tape this afternoon, and you're on my list of automatic people who get the tape and have sent in your donations, come back and I'll give you your money back because you'll be getting them anyway. And other than that, you should just come up and talk to Jack and buy your own stuff. And I gotta go.
Good, she won't interrupt anymore.
That's true, I'll just bring Andy back.
Look, I paid you for that. You raise Andy.
We were talking about
genetic alterations, of which Andy is a good example.
You're actually talking about the program on TV or the 10 seconds worth of news.
Yes. The point is that you have a lot of plastic that goes into a landfill. It is not biodegradable. It just fills landfills. And this, of course, is a carbon-based product right out of your fuel industry. So it's debatable whether or not they will let you do this. But guess what? Your scientists have taken the DNA from a form of plastic, put it into the DNA of a plant, several kinds of plants, and now you have growing plastic. It should be. Because, see, you think of plastic as being an inanimate, dead product. This will be biodegradable plastic. Homegrown variety, you can grow your own.
Is that good, Hatton?
Of course it's good. But it also tells you, if you can do that with what is considered an alien form of non-being, like a piece of plastic, there is nothing you can't do with living viable forms of animal life, because you are then mixing two compatible things anyway that are almost identical. Just one or two little elements in that DNA are different. Well, you've now taken this really foreign one and crossed it with a living plant, and it's being very productive. Lot of fun in front of us. Lot of fun. Why don't we go through some of those questions? Wait, please.
I have two questions. One, I heard on the news not too long ago, about a week or two ago, that they've developed some kind of new spray, that they spray an aircraft from aircraft to kill all these nasty little bugs. Are you aware of this?
Oh yes, they've been doing it for some time. They are simply spraying a different kind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've replaced the old ones with something new.
Yes, it'll kill off the rest of you, insect life, so that they can control you better.
That's what I was afraid of. Also, on the vibrations that we'll be getting in the future, I'm already getting some of those. I have since January, and beeps as well. On tuning into the frequency, do you do this mentally or spiritually? How do you go about that?
You're asking specifically me, or how do you go about it?
How do I go about it? I know you know how.
Well, you're going to wait and let it evolve.
Pardon?
You're going to wait and let it evolve.
Oh, okay.
I have a different form of communication with Dharma, because we had a lot of books and things to write, and it's literally a physical thing that literally has to be tuned. But once having made that connection, she's always online for me, and she has two other that you would literally classify as radio receivers, crystals, one for Sananda and one for the one we call Grandfather, Creator Source, and other ones. Jermaine, for instance, will always use Grandfather's Source, because Sananda very often accompanies Jermaine when they're speaking on the subject of life. Nobody bothers my circuit. That's because that's a couple of reasons also. One, she can pick me up at any time, and vice versa, without interruption. And there is never any confusion when that circuit is used. She knows it's me. That doesn't mean that she doesn't clear. And ones will always ask, well, what happens to good channels? And they always don't, they know. You can get so lackadaisical, so comfortable with an energy form, that you don't know the imposter. If you listen to your imitators, their method of speaking will carry almost the same frequency, so that as you hear, if you hear an imitation bush from an original bush, you do not know the difference, because they have learned to intonate and emphasize so that the same frequencies are coming through on both. So you're going to have to always know and always question any energy form that shows up that you even begin to perceive as might be an energy. I can give you, anyone in this room, some really good foundation upon which to base your discernment. my writing and my speaking, that this does not mean that I might not attend meetings or that ones may not speak to me. But I'm going to tell you right here, right now, for this kind of information and for the writing of these journals, I do it here. That doesn't mean that ones receiving from one Hatam may or may not be valid, may very well be valid. But for this mission, this is it. So that your ones are not confused by 37 authors out there saying, I received from Hatton and he said. And that happens at least once a week here. Ones would say, well, I hear from Pleiades. I would hope so, because there are billions of beings in Pleiades. But like Earth, they're not all so hot. And I'm sorry, there are some very good speakers. And they just say, well, I just hear from Pleiadians. Pleiadians know better than that. Don't hold your breath. Because that one is going to let you down. You are being set up. This is the greatest transition of a planet, period. And it happens every so often, granted. But it's why civilizations come and civilizations die. And you have ones on your place, not to even mention those elements that are not of your place, or not at least experiencing in physical format, bombarding you constantly. And the point is to deceive you. Who's going to go get their goggles if you think God has arrived? You don't want to miss it. Heck, it might be Jesus. Can you blame the speaker that says Jesus is coming? I blame Saul of Tarsus, who lied to you. Boy, talk about a heavy load for an energy to bear. And yet many of you experienced as that very energy form. Many times. Many of you, ones in this room who think you have a soul grasp on old Saul, forget it. This was a very popular energy form to experience. And each evolution of man thinks they're different. No, it's the same old story. Evil doesn't ever need to change the story. Because in the physical format, the temptation is too great for the physical aspect of man. And he pulls away on that physical plane and he begins to vote in everything that he knows better than to do.
Do you mean the character of Paul?
Yes.
That plays them. Okay,
yes.
The character has been played out.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Well, you can't hear me. The character of Paul has been played by all of us.
Not all of you.
But not that energy, that person.
Well, because your scenario is different now, but very likely that very energy.
Thank you.
You see, an energy form doesn't go. Bodies come and go. And you must know that by the time you get back to the central one, you've had to experience, haven't you? Because you are the one. But at this point, you don't have to worry about that this afternoon, because you are still in the early beginning stages. And as you move into the higher stages and you understand your purpose here, it will not be a problem to you, period. You will know of your level, your dimensional level of experience. You do not have the privilege of being here for your little me self.
I have a question.
getting a lot of personal visitation. I don't know what you want to call them, ethereal, whatever beings. And the way I know that is because my cat always is looking at them and I can feel them. And I was just wondering, what do they want? Why are they there?
What do they tell you?
They don't. They're just observing.
Then why do you allow them there?
We have to deny them before they'll leave. They take us out of our sleep. They go into our sleep periods. Is usually when they're there, always at night. And they seem to attack us. They attack me.
Now let's go through that a minute. Does that soak into everybody?
Mm-hmm.
These ones who are being visited.
Mm-hmm.
Describe them.
I can do an explanation. I've been woken out of sleep and had, it's like light in the dark, like looking in the sand, or a mass with light in it, and light and darkness, and it covers the whole upper part of on the ceiling, not just the ceiling, but on the side walls also, but it only comes down to, we're laying in the bed usually, and it's about 2 feet above us, and then we have to sit up and it moves away from us. It never will touch it. It doesn't seem to touch us in thickness, but it gets thinner as it comes towards us. And then we have to sit up together and deny it and meditate to deny it, and it seems to go away.
Then you don't have a question. You have already your answer. Number one, you're not getting the replicated beings that are under the command at this point of your adversary here. Usually that is military. So you're not having visitations because these ones all look the same. And they can come right through your wall, but you will have a memory of what they look like. And they will usually come to the side. And it's almost as if they're reasoning with you. There's something very, very mental about it. Come with me. Because usually they don't want to just sit there and talk to you. These others, you are obviously expecting. It gets to be a habit, and you really, literally can conjure them. You're not realizing it, but you're calling them. And then you're reassuring yourself that if I tell them to go away, they will also do that. Usually, the moment that you say, I am of the light, I demand that if you are of any form of evil, or if you simply are not of the lighted God of hosts, you depart. But you've got to want to do that, and people want to toy with it. You're not consciously wanting to toy with it, but you want it to be the lighted energy so badly that you argue with it. Who are you? Who are you? Oh, I am the Prince of Light. Oh, hot dog, he's finally come. But always will wear a clue and will not respond to you. Will maybe back off a little. And I can tell you something else. When it goes, you miss it. And you wait for it to come again. And you're lonely without it. That is your longing for your connection back to that state of being. The reason that these ones come are not necessarily of evil intent. You're going through some energy changes, and this has always been, but right now you're going through more. And you must understand, ones want to know what I can do to ascend, what I can do to learn this, what I can do. You are doing it. You are getting into that frequency where you can see them, you can feel them, and you can recognize them. that can be doubly dangerous, because as you come into a higher understanding, there are going to be more and more and more of them there, of all kinds. Because that in this room, you have many levels of beings. Many are simply earthbound, whose teachers bring them to a place like this where we are speaking on this subject, because they know there is a great evolution coming here, a great evolvement and a great change, and some are so earthbound they don't realize yet that they are dead, and they cling to what they recognize, be it a place or a person or a being, whatever. And this is what the guides are for. You have basically come back as guides to this human element. That doesn't mean that you are also not exposed to these other partially visualized or non-visualized beings, because energy is only in the way it's manifest. So all of you must understand that regardless of what you think about it, you are rising into this level of receiving. And you have the power to command this. And it doesn't mean that you have to be hateful and mean to petitioning energy forms. They may be your guides. But you will know. And if they remain after you demand that they go, then you go through your mental exercises of requiring that they identify. And I'm sorry, one's asked me over and over again about, well, I know that this one's good because it said it was of the host. Every energy has an identity. And you'll basically get a feeling whether it's right or not. You may miss it the first time. But always what they tell you will be the truth of it. If they lie to you in one iota of one segment, other than in testing you, and if it's a test, you will know it and you will respond properly, or you won't know it and you've got the wrong energy.
Thank you, Commander.
And never go anywhere with them.
They will. Another question. Now's the proper time.
Well, it's a proper time if you can get to the speaker.
If there is a lesson for everyone, if there's a lesson for everyone, and if this isn't just a personal query, would you please explain what happened to me this morning at 3:37?
It is personal. It's not for everyone, and no, I won't. But I will tell you that you are picking up almost all of the signals coming off of what they're doing with the fault lines. You're all being intentionally bombarded with these pulse systems, and they're getting ready to pull down the San Andreas. And you are having aftershocks in the northern part of your state at that very time. And this jangles you. In the nighttime, when you're usually dreaming or sleeping, visualization is hard to separate from a dream state. Why don't we look at some of these questions, or we'd be here all night.
You want me to read them?
Well, yes, just they're nicely typed, and I won't put her through that.
Number one,
Bill Greitz and Perot disagree on three important issues: gun control, abortion, and rewriting the Constitution. I feel frustrated. Bill is the man for the job, but if he doesn't run with Perot, he doesn't, I think, have a chance. If Perot runs without Bill, will he be enough to turn things around?
No, to the last. The first three things, you just have to understand the man is not yet informed. Plus the fact that his enemies, his adversaries, take what he says and are twisting it. As for gun control, he only wants to get the guns out of the hands of the villains. He's not for gun control as such. But to change some of these things, he would be willing to change your Constitution. To change the Constitution, or to desire to change some of these things, especially after your 14th, before your 14th Amendment, and to go back and put in the 13th Amendment that they took out, which would get all the lawyers out of your Congress, which I think you could agree would be a good thing. What you don't want, what you must not have happen, is a constitutional convention. When that is called, they will change your entire Constitution and you will have no legal recourse. So ones are going to get up and mouth, let's change this one, or let's make an amendment. And while ones are playing up these political rhetorics going on, the truth, the startling, blank truth, sits right before George Bush, the next step. Guess what? He has an executive order already written, waiting for his signature, and he's thinking about it, to sell off to private industries, your airports, your hospitals, all of these, your roads.
It was on the news in the night.
And listen to what they're saying. All he has to do is sign it into law. He doesn't have to have it voted on. That's how close you are.
This comes from South Africa. A. The Foo Fighters, F-O-O, fighters in World War II appear to be of alien origin. If they were, who were they, and were they the Pleiadians?
No. They are not of alien origin. They did, however, you have a group of aliens that experience back and forth. And I am going to have to go to my own scanners to come up with it. But you have a very, very friendly group of aliens that have had an exchange program going with South Africa for centuries. And I want to call them Corton, and Corton sitting there saying, get yourself out of this. Thank you, George. They're from Koldos. They are planet, and they do experience very much like an exchange program on Earth. You see, there's going to be a lot of reclamation work to be done on this Earth. These are friendly beings, very, very acceptable to the people. Now, and here is something that I don't speak very much of because I haven't wanted to bring attention to it. Part of the problem in Peru you see Pitties has some massive bases in Peru. And your government's been trying to pull that down for a long time, too. And in the long run, you see it's the Peruvians that get hurt. So you have had alien interchange for a long time.
B. Yuri Geller was implanted in his early years by space people with incredible mind abilities, bending spoons, etc. Who were the space people? It appears their objective was to heighten the awareness of the people on this planet.
Number one, that is not true. He was not implanted. He is not implanted. He has absolutely no talent above any other ordinary human being. If you knew how to focus this energy, you could bend more than spoons. Al Overholt's ex-wife could do it. And she wasn't even particularly pleasant, was she, Al? This is not to infer that Yuri Geller is not an outstanding being. But he certainly has not fulfilled his potential or his purpose. So I get a little annoyed with ones who use this for this type of show and tell and misleading information that goes out supposedly through scientific community. This is a talent every one of you have. You are just so scattered that they don't even let you think, much less focus. They tell you what you're going to think. And they're certainly not going to tell you that you can do these considered magic tricks. And the only way that David Copperfield has gotten away with it is that he's the first to tell you it is nothing but an illusion. Don't try it at home. You're going to stab yourself. But the Tibetan teachers and masters can do any of those things, including ascend. But for what purpose? What purpose can you possibly have in flying off the floor 15 inches? Except to tell the rest of the world it can be done, and what I can do, you can do. Because I and you are one. And if you are a projection of God into the human form, you can do it. And that's what we're about, reminding you that you can, and getting us back into some kind of balance where you know that. These higher teachers are going to make that transition, you see, before you do, or at least along with you. This doesn't mean the masses of the population of the earth. And you cannot know the contract of even the tiniest babe born into famine to die the next day in, let us say, India or South Africa. This is planned overpopulation of a planet in order to be able to depopulate it totally. And you had to have a reason to make abortion palatable, loose sex palatable. You had to be conditioned to murder in any form at all. And this keeps God's energy from making entrance. That cuts down on God's army, you see. They can get you to murder it off for them. So it's an interesting trip, and we've got a lot to learn. But they're the more entertaining and fun things to learn, rather than what Ollie North lied about. I'm tired of all of that. I don't know about the rest of you. But it sure pulls your enemy out of the woodwork. so it has to be done.
C. Revelations is incredibly accurate. Prophecies like this make life absurd to me. Fatalistic, predestined, no real freedom, in face preplanned. What was the object behind these last 3,000 to 6,000 years of history? To sort out the less evil from the true evil?
No. 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 Is there more to the question?
No. There are other questions.
No, that's not the purpose. You made the transition. You made the play. Why did you make it? Why are we going through all of this? So you become better actors. So you become better people. So you become one with God at some point. If there were no evil as such, you would not have anything to balance against. And therefore, in a projected setting of manifestation where elements of life are coalesced into DNA blueprints, because you see that spirit never perishes, never dies. It is eternal. So only this facade of physical passes. And from that then is rebirthed or recoalesced according to DNA, whatever is necessary to repeat and repeat. So that's one lesson. But no, it is not to sort out evil versus more evil. That is assuming that all ones are evil. And that is not true. You are birthed in total perfection of soul. And a retarded child, for instance, the more retarded, the more apparent is the innocence. So you are birthed into an environment that begins to impact that physical consciousness. And the experience is to become one again with God in perfect balance. So you are birth knowing, at some level of knowingness, not consciousness, knowingness, what is basically good and what is basically bad. And the reason that you know it is because you can check on what you do and try to hide. Because God is totally open. And if you have a retarded child, I don't care whether it be 50 years old or 2 years, it just does things. There is no intent of evil about it. It just does it. And it will do it in the middle of the afternoon unless somebody has impacted it and it's frightened, you know, to wet his pants in the middle of the afternoon with the tea party there. He may realize after he does that he shouldn't have done it because somebody has harped on him about that. This is what the experience is about. You must grow back into the perfection of God. And if you have nowhere to grow, to do, to experience, you shouldn't have left in the first place. This is the experience of God. God tastes a little bit of everything. And you're one of them. But you see, you are also that fragment, so it works out just fine. And if you allow that fragment to get buried up somewhere in an evil purpose, you're simply going to have to work it out. And that's another proof of reincarnation, because you're going to have to work it out where you created the problem, and that will be on the physical plane. If you have created a spiritual problem on a higher plane, you work it out there, and that's none of your business. For instance, what I may have to confront at the end of the day is none of your business any more than what you have to confront God with at the end of your day is none of Hatton's business. But if I blatantly do evil upon your being, and if I lie to you, if I teach you incorrectly, you are responsible for having received it and accepted it when you knew better, and I got to pay the price because I certainly knew better. And that's what you're about.
So is it correct, Anton, to say that you...
There's a mic.
Okay.
Well, Arlene up here. She would be able to be
heard. Up here.
So is it correct then to say that when God breathes out the new souls, they come and they begin with total innocence and they have the laws and the conscience, and then through the impact of the physical experience where they begin their life, then they're impacted and have to go through the basic play of creation, cause and effect, and that's what takes so many lifetimes from that point of birth of the soul to finish, complete, and return to the One. Is that what you mean?
Yes, that's a very good way to line it out. You're going to have a lot of perturbations in there. For instance, some ones will, quote, volunteer to come and do a job, and that may be to shorten their own life span in this particular physical projection. But you see something happens. When that happens, it must be completely and totally balanced. So at some point, the alternate effect will be balanced. For instance, if you have a shorter lifespan, perhaps your etheric state of being will also be short, so that you will recycle faster. This would be, of course, depending upon what that individual energy soul needs to do, or what its commission was, what you volunteered to do. And some will have volunteered to come to be the testers. You see, to you ones, this seems reasonable. To the Southern Baptist Church down there, this is as unreasonable as you can get, and therefore you are evil. Does that make them evil? Well, actually, sometimes you get the feeling, yes, it does. But from whose perspective? You can only judge it from the perspective of truth. And the only way you can do that is to know what the truth is. And that's our nasty job. It's really a nasty job. I mean, it's one of those things that says somebody's got to do it, and it might as well be me, and I don't like it. But I am a bigger energy form for doing it. All of you are bigger for doing this. And it makes almost everything else look trivial. Things that would automatically be taking up your attention are no longer even important to you. I watch it. I watch you grow. You don't see that you're growing, but I watch you change. And I watch you efforting. And you even think, well, I was really flamboyant in the beginning and no one listened to me. I've learned. Yes, you have. You've learned not to try to cram it down people's throats. They won't eat it. If you ever can get them to listen, really listen, it's very hard to find anything wrong with it. They'll grasp at everything. First of all, if they're biblical, they'll grasp at the Bible. Well, I use the Bible, so what are you going to do about that? Well, you better come back to Christ. Christ is with me. What are you going to do about that? Well, Jesus died. Aha, now we're getting there. Who told you? Were you there? There's a nice song, "Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?" How many of you were there? All of you and none of you in this room.
Can we have a break? We need to change the tape.
Yes.
Thank you for the pause.
To give you something upon which to base what I'm going to say now about DNA and genetic alterations, they always give me a perfect example the very day I want it. Have you ever noticed how handy that is? A couple of days ago, big news. I hope all of you heard it. It must have lasted all of 10 seconds on your news. But this is one of the most valuable things that you will ever be exposed to, and almost everybody missed it. And guess what? They came on talking about toxic landfills and landfills, and we're going to have to maybe turn it off, put it on standby. I don't know if that's annoying everyone in the room, but Brahma's head's about to go bonkers. We'll turn it back on, whatever, when we're ready to ask a question. I'll just keep going because now I can really control it. Don't worry about it. As long as we've got it isolated, we can take care of it.
But I know where you can buy a copy of this.
I'll see you afterwards.
Daylene paid me.
Well, I was just going to give you a dollar. I've got one thing more important than Hatton himself. I've got to go pick up my son, but I did want to tell anybody, if I'll give you a dollar for paid advertising. If I sold you a tape this afternoon, and you're on my list of automatic people who get the tape and have sent in your donations, come back and I'll give you your money back because you'll be getting them anyway. And other than that, you should just come up and talk to Jack and buy your own stuff. And I gotta go.
Good, she won't interrupt anymore.
That's true, I'll just bring Andy back.
Look, I paid you for that. You raise Andy.
We were talking about
genetic alterations, of which Andy is a good example.
You're actually talking about the program on TV or the 10 seconds with the news.
Yes. The point is that you have a lot of plastic that goes into a landfill. It is not biodegradable. It just fills landfills. And this, of course, is a carbon-based product right out of your fuel industry. So it's debatable whether or not they will let you do this. But guess what? Your scientists have taken the DNA from a form of plastic, put it into the DNA of a plant, several kinds of plants, and now you have growing plastic. It should be. Because, see, you think of plastic as being an inanimate, dead product. This will be biodegradable plastic. Homegrown variety, you can grow your own.
Is that good, Hatton?
Of course it's good. But it also tells you, if you can do that with what is considered an alien form of non-being, like a piece of plastic, there is nothing you can't do with living, viable forms of animal life, because you are then mixing two compatible things anyway that are almost identical, just one or two little elements in that DNA are different. Well, you've now taken this really foreign one and crossed it with a living plant, and it's being very productive. Lot of fun in front of us. Lot of fun. Why don't we go through some of those questions? Wait, please.
I have two questions. One, I heard on the news not too long ago, about a week or two ago, that they've developed some kind of new spray, that they spray an aircraft from aircraft to kill all these nasty little bugs. Are you aware of this?
Oh, yes. They've been doing it for some time. They are simply spraying a different kind.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They've replaced the old ones with something new.
Yes, it'll kill off the rest of your insect life so that they can control you better.
That's what I was afraid of. Also, on the vibrations that we'll be getting in the future, I'm already getting some of those. I have since January, and beeps as well. On tuning into the frequency, do you do this mentally or spiritually? How do you go about that?
You're asking specifically me, or how do you go about it?
How do I go about it? I know how.
Well, you're going to wait and let it evolve.
Pardon?
You're going to wait and let it evolve.
Oh, okay.
I have a different form of communication with Dharma, because we had a lot of books and things to write. And it's literally a physical thing that literally has to be tuned.
I see.
But once having made that connection, she's always online for me. And she has two other that you would literally classify as radio receivers, crystals. One for Sananda, and one for the one we call Grandfather, Creator Source. And other ones, Germaine, for instance, will always use Grandfather's Source, because Sananda very often accompanies Germaine when they're speaking on the subject of life. Nobody bothers my circuit. That's because, that's a couple of reasons also. One, she can pick me up at any time, and vice versa, without interruption. And there is never any confusion when that circuit is used. She knows it's me. That doesn't mean that she doesn't clear. And ones will always ask, well, what happens to good channels? And they always, don't they know? You can get so lackadaisical, so comfortable with an energy form, that you don't know the imposter. If you listen to your imitators, their method of speaking will carry almost the same frequency, so that as you hear, if you hear an imitation bush from an original bush, you do not know the difference, because they have learned to intonate and emphasize so that the same frequencies are coming through on both. So you're going to have to always know and always question any energy form that shows up that you even begin to perceive as might be an energy. I can give you, anyone in this room, some really good foundation upon which to base your discernment. my writing and my speaking, that this does not mean that I might not attend meetings or that ones may not speak to me. But I'm going to tell you right here, right now, for this kind of information and for the writing of these journals, I do it here. That doesn't mean that one's receiving from one Hatong may or may not be valid, may very well be valid. But for this mission, this is it. So that